The Here podcast is all about reclaiming your power and reconnecting with your mind and body. By releasing our stories and the power they have had over our lives and creating a compassionate and supportive community, we can bring love, understanding, awareness, and healing to ourselves and to all who need it most. Join me in saying, enough is enough. I own my power. I am ready for the next chapter of my life, and it will be the most amazing one yet. Beautiful, fabulous human beings. Thank you so much for joining me again on another episode of the Here podcast. I'm honored to hold this space with you. Today is going to be a short episode, but it is the first of my midweek mini episodes, hopefully not the last. And what this is, and I've been wanting to do it for a long time, is I'm always offering for people to share their stories with me in written form, however they would like to, whether it's poetry, if they want to write out the entire story, however they would like to share their story, but maybe they don't want to verbally say it out loud, maybe they don't want to be a guest on the show, but they do want to share their story. And a lot of times the first ways we share our story is through the written form. I know I have diaries and journals full of me sharing my story with myself, but through my journal or my diary. I also have a book of poetry that, not a published book, but I have a collection of poetry. When I was going through some of the darkest moments in my life, I wrote a ton of poetry. So this is often a way we express how we're feeling, but we don't share it with anybody. So I open up to anybody out there that wants to share through this way, maybe not who they are, but they do want to hear their story said out loud, but just aren't ready to do it themselves as being a guest, to send those stories, the poetry, whatever the case may be, to me. And I would like to have these episodes in the week, so in addition to the full episodes I launch on Sundays, and to share what you share with me. So this particular episode, and I'll always let you know when I'm going to share it. So for example, I only have one. I have a beautiful poem from a young woman who shared it with me. So what I'll do is I will always email you back and let you know that your piece, your writing will be shared on episode, whatever episode that is, so that you know to look out for it. I don't want you to feel worried if you write me an email and send me something to, you know, that I'll have your email address. I'm not worried about your identity. I want you to feel safe. And if you do not want to share your identity, you do not have to worry about me, you know, trying to hunt you down and share who it is. That's not the case at all. I receive the writing and I share it. If you want me to share your name, just let me know. This particular piece, I did ask the young woman and she said no, she didn't want to share her name. So I'm just going to read the poem. If you don't even want me to identify you as a young person, a young man, a young woman, whatever the case may be, I could just say, I have a poem that was submitted to me. Whatever, any way you want me to share, I'm happy to do it. And so, you can email me, Felicia@herepodcast.com. You could submit through the contact page on my website, herepodcast.com. You can also send it to me via social media. You can DM me if you would like. So without further ado, our very first poem that was submitted, I am going to read this. Thank you so much for listening. The title of this poem is Pressure. Pressure, 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 up against my skull. I can't escape the allure of a knife that's dull. Pressure, 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 when will this pain stop? When did modern culture make it okay to ignore the feeling of being dirty and the pain and suffering that we all endure? Pressure, 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 when will this day end? The cloud in my brain grows bigger. When will it be okay to not pretend every little compliment can be a trigger? Pressure, 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 no one will understand. That's the biggest myth we're told, to make us believe they have the upper hand. Pressure, pressure, pressure. I'll never be able to get over this. Even when I'm gray and old, I will always remember how bad it was to share a kiss. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Some of it is relieved, but what most don't understand is that the pain will never leave. Pressure, pressure, pressure. We will live on because we are stronger, but the one greatest con is that it will take much longer for us to live out lives because that innocence was cut from us with knives. Pressure, pressure, pressure. When will there be relief? Even though I'm happy, I can still feel the grief.